Hello, Internet. Well, I love you, Internet.
Wasn't your usual cheery greeting.
No, I started to come down with a cold.
It sounds like, hello, Internet.
Okay, you get to do it from now on.
Oh, man.
So how's your week been, Alan?
I don't know. It's been a week.
It has been.
I'm about done with it.
Yeah, that's Thursday. That is the definition of...
There's Brita.
I'm about done with it.
That's
Jesus
right.
Jesus Christ, Alan. What's really cool is it's Sunday at midnight. Everyone's going to be done with it.
I'm practicing my understatement. Hey, Brita.
Hi.
I like Brita.
I like you.
Yay! We can be friends.
I'm sorry I was late. I was beating Mike up.
Oh.
You know, I've decided, I'm into this, like, fitness kind of working out thing. I need a sparring partner.
So you're using him as a heavy bag or something?
Right. Basically, yes.
Ouch.
No, I need like Mike is pretty tolerant, but he likes to, well, he's not as passive as I would like. Let's put it that way.
Oh, he fights back?
He fights back.
He's bossy.
So I kind of need like someone who will just stand there and kind of like fight me a little bit, but kind of just absorb the, you know.
Hey, Brita, I know how you can get that.
Craigslist?
Nope, use a snow shovel.
What?
Hit Mike with a snow shovel. He'll fight back this. He'll pretty much stay right where you put him.
That's not right.
This is weird here. Since when am I supposed to be right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, anyway.
That's like a couple of weeks ago when somebody told me I was a misogynist. I was like, what? You expected that to... like hurt me or something?
Misogynist.
Misanthrope. Well, same thing. Whatever.
It's kind of all-inclusive misanthrope. Yeah.
So anyway. Misanthrope is an all-inclusive misogynist.
Somebody called me a misanthrope. And I was like, oh, was that supposed to hurt?
So I was punching Mike and I missed the start of the show. Sorry, everybody.
We'll forgive it this time.
Okay. Anyway, what's going on?
Turtles.
Yeah, that's right.
Turtles. I know. I saw that. Radis put a cool turtle thing up.
That's what actual turtles look like, Brita.
Yeah, I know. I love turtles. They do that.
Did you notice that Myra doesn't look like that?
I've been drinking. Yes, maybe.
Yes, maybe.
It's Thursday.
I think that's a definite maybe.
I spent an hour and a half in a training class today for learning how to do tablets. 10 minutes of that hour and a half was spent trying to teach my coworkers how to find the home button. So, I've been drinking.
Were these tablets bronze or clay? Or stone?
Wax.
Did you use stone tablets?
Wax cuneiform. Yeah.
No, it was some sort of Android tablet, and it took like at least 10 minutes to teach my coworkers how to find the home button.
Brita, do you know Sanskrit?
I probably do. I can look it up.
Brita, do you know how to build a ziggurat?
I can look it up.
My world history class is coming back to me.
So how was your week, Weird? Anything go on?
My baby is going to daycare because it's my last week of being a free daddy.
Is she like walking now or?
No. She rolls a little bit.
Okay. And how do you feel about that?
She likes it. I didn't like it at first, but now that I see how she looks because I stop in a couple of times during the day just to see how things are going, and things are going good, and I'm like, jeez, I mean, I kind of didn't want to go back to work, but I kind of, you know, want to have a job once she's like going to school.
Yes, that would be helpful.
And mm-hmm. and if I like quit my job, there's a good chance that I might be dumping poopy cages again. I don't ever want to dump poopy cages again.
Wait. What is worse, poopy diapers or poopy cages?
Poopy cages.
Oh, okay.
Because poopy diapers, you know, at worst, there's two or three of them during the day, but usually mm-hmm. there's just one. Poopy cages, you got like 200 and you've got a day to do them.
Oh, okay.
Yeesh. Yeah.
And on top of that, the mice never giggle while you're wiping poop off their butt.
Well, there is that.
She laughs her ass off when I'm cleaning her up. I can't tell if it's because it tickles or she's being spiteful.
I think she's being spiteful. Weirda, I apologize for your father for putting this on the internet.
What?
Well, she has to be 16 at some point.
Yeah, but babies laugh and they're cute.
Yes, I know, but she's not a baby forever, and she's going to be embarrassed she's 15.
But at this point in time, in this recorded capsule, she is a baby.
Yeah, and nobody's...
And so therefore, it's amusing.
Nobody's going to dig this up in 16 years and go, nanny, nanny, nanner.
You never know. You look at photo albums from 16 years ago.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but... All right, Brita, let me take a little snapshot. My dad has a wood stove in the basement of the house. And so, being the smart man he was, he cut heating registers in all the floors. So there's little vented holes in the floors of like all the bedrooms and a couple of the other rooms so that the heat from the basement will go up and they don't have to spend as much on oil. Well, my aunt was downstairs and I was up in my bedroom and I was hollering to her through the vent and she went to talk to the vent and I drooled on her over the vent and she got totally grossed out by this. Now... This story has been repeated for the last 33 years at every major family gathering. And it's funny every time. Because I was a little kid then, and it was cute. Now, if it was a story about me last week drooling on my aunt and her being grossed out, that's kind of fucked up.
Hey, you know, what you consider fun in your family is, you know, your business.
Family business.
That's right.
Right.
And some of that business is poop.
Only if you're...
How do we have... Alan.
What?
We only have 10 people online.
I don't know.
All right. Let me put...
Brita, that's your fault. Here.
I'm going to put something on Facebook.
I give up.
Ugh.
Oh, looky there. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2014, episode 96.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we should
quit at 100.
Just, what do you mean, quit?
Quit.
Quit doing the show?
Well, we have 10 people online who, you know. And thank you, every one of you, for showing up.
Brita, you've obviously been drinking, but not enough.
Not enough. I know.
Booze will fix this fatalistic attitude, trust me.
I'm Irish. We have a fatalistic attitude.
About everything.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, but I gotta imagine after, a few liters of whiskey, you stop giving a shit.
First we're fatalistic, and then we want to fight you.
I will fight you.
And that's it, pretty much.
Speaking of which, we have a caller.
Awesome.
I have no idea where this is from.
Or why, because what's the call-in topic?
I don't know.
Okay.
But let's see what the caller has to say. It's WSNGTNZN11.MD, Maryland. So someplace in Maryland. I don't know. It's what comes on the caller ID. Hello, whoever the hell you are. You're on the air.
Jovi and Thunderbolt.
Hey!
Well, T-ball! Thank God.
Let me turn your volume
up a
little bit.
I'd like to speak to Major Claude Hill, please.
Oh.
He's not on this show.
I heard him. I heard his German voice, his German accent coming right out of my speakers. Could you put Major Claude Hill on for me, please?
Yeah, you're about 2 weeks too late.
Acting Ensign Crusher, I wasn't asking you.
Oh!
Damn it!
Weird. Could you please put Major Claude Hill on for me?
Ow! Ouch, Alan.
I don't even know what to do.
I hate you all.
I've officially gone into 404.
Shut up, Wesley.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, God.
Make yourself useful. Fetch me some Earl Grey. Hot.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Your mother, Wesley. She's kind of cute. Let's keep this a secret between me and you.
All right, T-Bolt, so what's the call-in topic?
That. Alan, please explain that.
Explain what?
Explain the reference.
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The Act Against and Crusher?
Do you need me to explain it? Because it might...
Yeah, go ahead.
It might sting.
You go right ahead. I'll get my list out and prepare to annotate. No, really, go ahead.
I can't now.
Star Trek The Next Generation. Yeah, he was referencing Will Wheaton.
Yes.
And he did not have a beard in podcast.
No, it was a stupid Facebook quiz. Which Next Generation character are you? And I wound up with Wesley Crusher.
Really?
I was Worf. I want to put that out there. I was Worf.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got the most reviled, hated character like ever. I think people hate him more than Jar Jar. They hate Jar Jar Binks. He may be the most hated character in all of science fiction
fandom.
Yeah. What about Cousin Oliver?
Who?
I think Cousin Oliver was in a science fiction show, weird.
What are you talking about? The Brady Bunch was science fiction.
Unless the Brady Bunch had a level that I wasn't quite in tune with.
It may have.
Easy! Two divorced people getting hooked up with a bunch of teenage kids and they weren't fucking each other.
They were behind science fiction.
Was the world of the Brady Bunch like a set from Lost in Space and I just don't know about it?
No, it was an alternate universe. It's really more of like a sub-episode of Sliders that just went into like a big long thing.
Was the dog really the brains of the outfit on the Brady Bunch and I just missed that?
There was
Alice
dog.
Was a robot.
Alice was a robot.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And, Can we not denigrate robots in this show?
And Sam was a lizard person.
Lizard people.
Yeah.
And the whole set was underneath the Denver airport.
Well, that's why they had to have the artificial grass in the yard.
Makes sense.
All right, this is officially the best show ever.
I know we had topics.
Yeah, we did. And one of them was interesting, and maybe some more were. So anyway, let's get started.
Let's leave
the music.
The music.
Play different music.
Damn it. I don't want to play different
music. Play Owner of a Lonely Heart.
I can't. It's copyright.
Seriously, Alan. Put Major Claude Hill on for me. Put that German bastard on. Come on. I know he's there.
Nope.
You should have called when he was here.
I bet he's on the internet right now somewhere.
I'm sure he is. He's part of the internet. He's
probably writing a book, standing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a Mac.
That was a good show, by the way.
Yeah, it was. We'll do more.
Okay.
So anyway, our topic. this kind of started off, you know. So I listen to a lot of podcasts because I have a long commute and. I don't like listening to the radio in the car, and, you know, I can only listen to so much music. So sometimes I listen to podcasts, and I was listening to one that I usually like, This Week in Tech. Some of you may know what it is. And they had this woman on. She's some New York feminist, right, for some, I don't know, one of those, you know, typical New York feminists, you can imagine. And she was going on and on and on about this, you know, it was just a mix of crazy. And she made a point. She got to the point where she was talking about how Wikipedia, the problem with Wikipedia is that not enough women are editors on Wikipedia, and the reason for that is because the editing, the editorial process on Wikipedia is too confrontational for women. Hmm. Too confrontational, okay. So it needs to change because it's too confrontational. And that, about time, you know, if I had a cheaper music player other than my phone, I probably would have thrown it out the window at that point. Because, and it, you know, it struck me. It's like these feminists, they come up with this, you know, oh, men and women are equal. Everything's, you know, we're anything men can do, women can do, and blah, 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 blah. We're absolutely equal, except all you men have to change.
Okay.
And a lot of men are like, okay. Apparently. I don't know.
T-Bolt, what are your thoughts?
What?
The thing about women, Alan.
Okay, let's go.
Are treacherous vipers.
I knew it. I knew this was coming.
What? Yeah. Oh, sure. Your mom might not be a treacherous viper.
Thank
your
you.
Your wife could be one of them. There's like, what, 17, 18 women in the whole world that are not treacherous vipers. But you figure, if you do like the math, that's like 0.00000001% of the women on the planet. And you're approaching zero. So you could say all women are treacherous vipers. 99999. It's a rounding
error. Statistically speaking.
Exactly. Of course, Rita isn't.
For a certain confidence interval.
I don't want to be hurt really badly the next time.
I just want you to hold still while I punch you. That's all I want.
Yeah, she is looking for somebody to beat
up. I know. That's why there's a disclaimer.
Just hold
there.
Still.
So, the same topic came up about this GitHub and this woman at GitHub who joined GitHub is a source repository. It's where you can put your, you know, a lot of projects use it because it does.
A source repository?
Yes, it is. A source repository. So it's a source repository, source code repository. It's where you know, when you're collaborating on, you have different people working on a project, you check your source. You know, it's for version control and stuff like that. So anyway, GitHub's pretty popular. And this woman, I don't even remember her name. It's not important. She joined GitHub and, you know, and then she left, and one of the reasons she left was because she thought that GitHub's based on a meritocracy, which, you know, a lot of companies are, you know, supposedly a meritocracy. But, you know, apparently one of her big problems with GitHub was that it was a meritocracy, and it was too hard for women to compete in a meritocracy.
Aw, bless her heart.
So they need to change what they're doing. So you see this all the time. And I'm not bagging on women. I love women. Well, some women. I don't love them all.
I saw that same article.
Yeah. And so, you know, you go through this whole thing. It's like, you know, I really hate – I'm not bagging on women. I'm not. I swear to God I'm not. But there's a certain strain of feminist that is like – it's like they sue to get into the club – and then they get it in, and then they change everything. You know, you see it all the time. You see it in business. You see it in the military. You see it, you know, it's like, oh, yes, I want to be in the infantry. You have to lower your standards so I can do it.
First of all, Alan, I want to say that you kind of sound like one of those people who are like, I don't hate black people. Some of my best friends are black.
I know. It sounds horrible.
Okay.
I just want to put that out there. No, I know what
and
it sounds like.
To be fair, I know Alan very well, and Alan is a horrible person. let's not worry about the fact that whether or not he's a horrible person. He's a terrible person.
I've been accused of being a misanthrope.
That's right. He hates dogs and he hates children.
No, I just
like it's the crusher.
It's the but the whole the crusher. Whole point is it's.
I think the article got it all wrong. I think she's really complaining that the rug that this logo was printed on was really really ugly. She's right, it was. And they swapped it out. They just put a plain one there, and everybody blamed the woman for getting rid of what they thought was a cool rug. but everybody else in the company knew it was ugly as shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah, when you finally fall in love and you move in with a lady and she throws away all your furniture.
Oh.
You got to go for the simplest explanation here, like that airplane in Malaysia.
Bermuda all Triangle. Right. I'm listening.
It's Bermuda Triangle. Definitely aliens.
Oh, yeah, because that's the simplest explanation.
Well, with Occam's Razor, you want something simple. Aliens, one word, simple.
That is a simple explanation. You know what? I think you might be right.
The only thing simple is it'd be like a two-syllable word. Big Bird.
Oh, clearly.
Big Bird from Sesame Street stole the airplane.
Close enough. Black holes. Did you hear about this CNN guy today?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don Lemon on CNN actually said, he said something like, is it, I can't remember the exact quote, but I just can't believe he said it on air. He said something like, is it so outrageous to think that a black hole might have sucked up the airplane?
As a matter of fact, it is. Yes.
Yes.
Black hole caused Flight 370 to disappear.
Yeah. Yes, honey, it is.
His defense, he also said, I don't know if that's how the science works, though.
Oh, well.
Well, obviously.
Aw, how cute he is. Don Lemon, you're a moron, and you're on TV.
Well, he's a TV.
Give him a break. He put the disclaimer up there.
He's a TV news presenter. Of course he's a moron.
Right. Right.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, and I've been drinking since 10 a.m.
He's pretty. Like,
you know what? Like, couldn't it possibly be Skunk Ape?
Skunk Ape.
It was that.
Why not?
It was
Why
that
not,
furry
Skunk
gremlin
Ape?
Creature from the Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
William Shatner saw it.
Shatner or Lithgow?
Shatner.
I'm kind of a fan of Lithgow.
Ugh, that's the remake.
Yeah, I like the remake.
Ugh, remakes. Oh, hey, thanks for calling, New Jovian Thunderbolt.
Yes.
You're not going to put on Major Quadhill.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, we will try.
We have him here. We're just not going to let him talk to you.
Yeah, he heard your voice and he hung up.
Yep.
Well,
I think it's that outfit you're wearing is ugly.
We'd have to let him out of the basement.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks for letting me use the extension, Breda.
Thanks for
calling.
Thanks. Good night.
That was a good call.
That was a good call. I like it. We have another one.
Oh, good.
I know. It's MDev.
Oh, even better.
Hi, MDev.
The really, I think that every week we need an MDev music.
We should have an MDev jingle.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should coordinate. MDev, do you have a song that you like or sort of like a time period of music that you have?
Is it Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes?
No, it's not. No, it's really not weird. You know what? Better than that. Out of pure irony, if every time you switch to me, you simply play the Aqua Barbie Girl chorus, I'd be in seventh heaven.
Really?
Pretty sure that's copyright restricted.
Although that'd be awesome.
But what is it? 15 seconds? What's the rule?
Yeah, but it has to be for certain purposes, and using it as a regular part of your show is not permitted.
If you talk about it, it's commentary.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be commentary. I'm not gonna.
Okay. Well, anyway, I only have like 30 seconds, here. But I gotta call.
How about we'll do this for your sound? or would you rather
we'll
have this one?
Wait, no, we'll work on it.
Wait, what was that other one, Alan?
All right, so here, real quick, I got to call you out on something.
Who?
You, Mr. Allen.
What?
Two weeks in a row, your school report topics have come from previous TED Talks. Because the girl you're talking about today gave a TED Talk, and that was on the TED Talk podcast.
I didn't.
And the leaning chick last week also gave a TED Talk. I think I'm on to getting your topics.
No.
Wait, what?
No, come on.
No. Tell us. What?
I.
Okay, so you know what TED Talks are, right?
Yes, yes. I know what TED Talks are.
Okay. The girl that wrote the Lean In book and the girl that's complaining about Wikipedia both recently gave TED Talks and were on the TED Talks podcast.
Yeah, which I don't listen to.
Oh. Alan.
What?
That's all I know. I don't have any other views of
it. Don't listen to the TED podcast, somebody does. MD.
Well, I listen to all the TED Talks podcasts. I got 50 hours a week to listen to podcasts.
So it's like secondhand, Alan. So whatever.
Are you kidding me? All our crap is secondhand.
Well, yeah, all our crap is like third hand. Are you kidding me?
We'd be lucky to be secondhand.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Well, that was my only useful input.
I think that's excellent input. Thank you, MDev. I'm going to have to watch Alan more closely.
Well, y'all are free to come up with topics, too. You know?
Yeah. No, I know.
Actually, since we're a half hour in, I want to talk about my topic.
Good.
Everybody hates my topic.
Well, no, your topic's good enough.
Well,
but no,
here's the reason. Well, let's just finish it real quick. Now, I brought this up to Brita earlier in the week as a potential topic, and she said,
"Put down your rape culture."
She said, "It's all because of sex."
Yes.
And you know, there's an element of truth. You know, back in the hippie days, which I kind of remember, it was very common because all the, for lack of a better word, and I'm doing this on purpose, all the protest babes that were protesting the war, a lot of guys would be like, oh yeah, I'm against the war. Let's hook up, babe. You know? So the whole, you know, going along with what women want to do, cause you're thinking you can get in their pants that way is not a new idea.
No.
And in the case of the protest babes, you were right.
Yep. So is this whole, you know, going along with what the feminists want, is that just a, you know?
Well, I would disagree with that on this level, because I think at this point in time, after the, you know, the big feminist revolution and all that, you know, maybe it was back earlier, but these days I think it's the exact same thing of the, you know, oh, you're against the president because he's black. And all of this white guilt nonsense. I think it's definitely more of the, you know, being a misogynist is one of those scarlet letters that people will pin to you.
Well, it's just like racist. I mean, if you go, you know, oh well, you know, we're whatever the reason, you know, you have to meet these standards instead of watering them down for anybody, and it's like, oh, you're a misogynist. You hate women. And you know, I can kind of go along with the sex thing because, you know, you got to remember, feminists were all about the, you know, birth control and free love and, you know, we're not getting married. We're just going to fool around like guys do. And, you know, come on, that's a, you know, guys.
Yeah, that worked
guys,
out really well.
Guys are like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Deal.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm 100% pro-choice. Yeah. Because when I wear one of them rubbers, I can't feel nothing.
Yeah. Well, you have that is a good point, because one of the biggest groups pro-choice is young men.
Of course.
You know, between 20 and 30 years old. Young men are very pro-choice. There's reasons for that.
Sure.
Yeah. Sex without consequences. You know, this whole women kind of manipulating culture goes way back into ancient Greece. Aristophanes wrote a play. It's a comedy called Lysistrata.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, where the women said, no, I want to end the Peloponnesian War. All the women of Greece. And they said, no, I don't want to have, you know, we will not have intercourse with our husbands until this whole war nonsense is ended. So, you know, manipulation like that is not a new thing, although it has changed, you know, with the sexual revolution, it's changed. And you see men, modern men now kind of skewing more, what's the word? I don't want to say feminist because that's not the right word.
Mm-hmm. Beta.
Beta. Thank you. Okay. We'll go with that. Yeah. And I think it's because, you know, modern women are like, yay, I'm a feminist and women can do anything and you know, whatnot. And the men are like, oh, okay. You know, well, is that what it takes? Okay. You know. And men will agree to pretty much anything. The old joke, I've heard this joke, is that women, you know, a bunch of women got together and said, we won't have sex until men learn how to walk on their hands instead, you know, instead of their feet. And the next day you walk down the street and you see a bunch of men practicing, you know, walking on their hands. And that's the way it goes, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, but I mean, there's definitely a huge amount of the yeah, we are 100% equal. We can do everything, but yet at the same time, equality's not going to go through.
I know.
You know, is the two dudes are working in a task, and one of the dudes says, "Oh, I can't do it," and the other dude looks at him and says, "Fucking lighten up, cupcake," and you know go for it. You would never have a man say that to another woman in a professional background.
No.
You know, but yet it happens all the time for dudes. Is sure. Someone will go, no, you can fucking do it and you're going to fucking do it. Don't come whining to me.
Yeah.
But yet now all of a sudden we need to get a new rug and we need to change Wikipedia.
Well, women are manipulating the culture so that, you know, to their own devices, so that
men say okay, so they can continue
having sex with the women.
You see it in school too, though, where the natural act, you know, the way boys act is now medicated, and you know, because they're not acting like girls,
right?
Well, also, I mean, I think there's just kind of a an animalistic root to all of us, and I think with men, it's violence. I think. With a man, if somebody, you know, affronts you, your first thought is, well, I could just pound their face in. And hopefully with enough culturaling and education and smartness, you realize, oh, there's a bunch of other things that are considerably more effective than that. But with women, it's manipulation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the ancient Greeks. It was going on. You know, it happens in Japan. It happens in all that. Is women don't have the brute force that men have, and so that's kind of the ultimate fallback. Is hey, whoever's bigger and stronger and tougher, you get to be right, which is stupid, you know. But also the same thing as I'll manipulate you until I get my way, which is also just as stupid, because if you're manipulating someone into getting into a job that you can't fucking do, how much better off are you?
Well, that's a great you mentioned Japan. That's a great point. I think modern Japan has their birth rate has declined so much that it's becoming a huge issue. They're worried about replacing their population now.
Yep.
And if you look at young men in Japan, they've become so effeminate and so asexual that the Japanese women don't want to have sex with them. And so nobody's having babies. So I don't know what's going on in Japan, really. It's like,
everybody's getting old and they're building robots.
Yeah. And Japan.
Well,
I'll also
let you know, I knew a few guys that taught English in Japanese schools.
Yeah.
They said that, you had to really be careful not to get laid.
Oh.
Were they white men though?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
but he said if you're black, that's just as good.
Oh, okay.
Anything but a Japanese man,
right?
Because it's such a monoculture. When they see something a little bit different, they evidently they just are falling over each other just to see what some gaijin junk looks like.
Hmm.
Wow.
Speaking of that, we have a caller.
I'm so glad.
It's Jason Kerr.
Okay.
Hey, Jason.
Good, everyone.
Never heard of him.
That's okay. Neither have I.
Awesome.
Tommy made the total.
All right, Major Cotto.
You'll have to say that with a German accent before we'll believe you.
89 Major Cotto.
That was not bad.
It sounds like... Okay, go ahead.
It sounded just like Marco.
Colonel Clink.
I see nothing. I hear nothing. You know, I think part of the reason I haven't called in so much lately is because every time I think of something to say, Weird says it for me.
Oh, Jesus, you've got problems.
You should still call in.
I think we have the new father brain stink going on here. But I'm going to, but I definitely agree with y'all on the sex part. But I would also throw in that men just don't want to get women angry at them because they don't fight fair.
Ah.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. But you've got the manipulation, you've got the long term memory. And if you think about it, most of the laws that are written, especially divorce law, who writes them? Women.
Lawyers.
Lawyers.
Yeah, but who are the loudest? Who are the loudest public groups that call for these laws?
Oh, I know. Aliens.
Yeah, lizard people.
No, they're too busy stealing airplanes into black holes.
That's right. It's all connected, man. It's all connected. Mm-hmm.
You see, if women would just fight fair, we'd all get along.
Well, nobody's going to fight fair. That's ridiculous.
Well, we think you should all just step up.
Fair, and I'll win finally.
You should all just step up.
Okay. Okay. Brita, will you send me tips occasionally on how to fight unfairly?
I might.
Step one, you've got to hold still.
Hold still. I'll show you.
Brita leads by example.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks for calling, Jason.
Thanks. I'll have a good one.
All right. Well, I think we beat that one to death.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Alan, when did you stop beating your women topics to death?
Alan, we all know you hate women.
I don't.
Why does every show have to be about how much Alan hates women?
It doesn't. I don't hate women more than I hate anyone else.
I know. I know that.
I hate everyone equally.
Yes. Thank you.
You're all people.
What's the next topic?
SWAT teams.
Yeah, the ATF raid of the Ares armor, 80% lower manufacturer. Were they a manufacturer or a dealer? Did they actually make the...
I think they're just a dealer.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. They got them from somewhere else.
But again, I would like to lead off on this topic on the in the subject matter of 80% lowers and what's legal and what's not legal. And I don't give a shit. The courts will take care of it. It's one of those things, and
right.
Frankly, if I wanted to build an AR-15, I'd do it the right way and have Wally do it for me.
There you go.
But what I care about is just the whole saga that led to this raid, which is really fucking disgusts me. The ATF came to them and discussed that saying that, oh, maybe those lowers aren't legal, and they said, well, we're pretty sure that they're legal, but we can take it up in a court case. And they said, well, we want to have your customer list. And they said, we're not going to give that to you. And there's an interview up on Reason with the proprietor of Ares Armor, and at least according to his side, and certainly the ATF hasn't said anything that negates this. Was he said he locked up all the guns in a safe on the premises, or all the 80% lowers in a safe on the premises, and he was going to leave them there. He said he would be willing to entrust the key to the ATF, And, you know, he said there's even a webcam on this safe. If you'd like to have access to that webcam, you're welcome to have it. No one's going to touch these until the court's done through and make sure it's all cleared away and set up. And the ATF just, you know, wasn't happy with that. Finally, they put in their restraining order against the ATF. What did the ATF do? Came in and to a completely empty store, to a guy that they've been talking to. They've been in and out of this store a bunch of times, but they had to go in and they had to kick down the door. They had to break the place. They had to trash the store. And
went in with guns drawn and right and
yep.
And
yeah, they sent in the full ninja team,
right. And I noticed there's a cop standing around on the street corner, and I kind of get the impression that he's kind of like he's kind of like disgusted with it. I don't know, maybe that's just me projecting onto him, but he looks like, as he kind of turns away, there's like a slight look of disgust on his face.
I think he's more embarrassed that he's not wearing the black tie.
That may be it too.
He wants to wear the ninja clothes.
It may just be wishful thinking on my part, but you know, anyway. Yeah, these guys are clowns. I mean, they go in with guns drawn, taking cover behind plate glass storefront windows. This is, you know, this is a business that's closed. There's nobody in it at all. It's empty.
And it's a business that they've been into a ton of times.
Right. They know they don't have to go in there with the SWAT team. They could just show up in, you know, suits and it would have been fine.
Yep. Yeah, and I guarantee if they showed him a warrant, he probably would have complied with that warrant.
Of course he would.
Because why else would he be playing with the court system so much if he didn't respect it?
Right.
So, yeah, if they gave him a warrant, you know, he might fight the legality of the warrant or what was seized or all of that, but they'd get compliance. I mean, sure. It's, you know, it's the same idea with me. You know, if a cop pulls me over and wants to do some sort of bullshit thing to me, you know, he's going to have my compliance because he's got the badge, he's got the gun, you know, and all of that. Right. And we're not living in a police state just yet where,
it depends,
you know,
on where you are.
Okay, but overall, my general feeling is that all the places that I travel through, they're not going to throw me in some deep, dark, dingy hole and, you know, my family's never going to see me ever again, you know,
and,
sort of situation.
And yet that has happened in the U.S.
Yes.
Recently. How'd you like to be anally probed for 18 hours? Some people might enjoy that. I have a feeling you would.
Well, I don't know.
18 hours?
Is it going to be music playing?
No.
Will there be cocktails?
Well, not the ones you'll enjoy.
will the person who's probing me have kind eyes?
No.
Will they possibly be transgendered?
I can't speak to that.
All right. Well, we're talking about something now. Hey, man, don't be so heteronormative.
Well, I mean, the point you're making a valid point. I mean, the side of the road where the cop pulled you over is not the time to go
all shall not be infringed, because you're going to get your day in court. And if you make a jackass out of yourself, your day in court's not going to go super well. If you conduct yourself professionally and comply when, you know, absolutely say, you know, no, you may not search my car. You know, no, you know, what cause do you have? Do you have a warrant?
Yeah, but you know, weird, even doing that these days, you're not safe. That's no guarantee that you won't get proned out and body slammed and wind
up dead.
Oh yeah, but
as soon as the cop steps over that line and you're proned out and body slammed, now is the time to just protect your life, get the dude's badge number, and then lawyer up.
And hope there is video running.
Well, I mean, there's probably not going to be video running. There is video running, but, jeez.
The point is if an agent of the state decides to ruin your day, you really don't have a choice.
No, you don't.
You're screwed, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep. Well, there is something you can do about it, but not at that exact moment.
Right.
You know, but in this case, no, there's nothing you can do about it, because they're going to want to break your shit. You know,
yep.
This is absolutely a punitive raid. This was not to gather the stuff. This was not to get a hold of the information. This was entirely to fuck up this guy's store.
Well, yeah, and they wanted the customer list. They didn't give a shit about the guns.
That's true.
Or the so-called 80%. You know, this big flap was over. Apparently, and I'm not real sure what was going on with the 80% thing, because everybody that looks at it goes, that's an 80%, and we know 80%'s okay.
I mean, from what I've been reading, the argument is that these are polymer cast 80% lowers. And there's two different types of plastic in this. One is the cut, one is the no cut color plastic. And I guess the ATF statement, which would be correct if the ATF is correct on this, if they cast the 80% lower essentially as a 90% lower or whatever you want to call it, because it's not going to have the pinholes drilled, and then filled in the gun parts with a second plastic, that doesn't make it an 80% lower all of a sudden.
Right. Well, from what I've read, is what they do is the exact opposite. Right.
Yeah. They started with the parts that are absolutely positively not a gun.
Right.
And then filled the parts that are a gun around it.
Right.
And all of that. And again, this is why I don't give a shit about this, because this will all be settled in court. This is
at no point in the manufacturing process was there ever a point where this thing was any less or any more than 80% of a gun.
Yes.
So. But you're right. That doesn't matter. I mean, the ATF has a long history of ruling by fiat. I mean, most of the rules that they force FFLs to live under are just pure bureaucratic, made up on a whim. There is no,
or just the people that they've ruined. Why is it that the slide fire stock is perfectly legal, but the Aikens accelerator is illegal?
Well, why is it a comma in the wrong place on your 4473s going to get you shut down?
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Arbitrary and capricious.
Yep.
But, but the whole point is this was the BATF. This was, I honestly think the guns were an excuse. I think they wanted the... They thought this was a good excuse that they could use to get a whole shitload of names of people that had these that they could go to and go, all right, where's your gun? We have your name here. Where is it? Oh, you don't have it. All right, you're going to jail because you sold it to somebody, which is, completely illegal. This was a fishing expedition to round up people they could throw in jail.
It's not illegal to sell it if they haven't done the machining process yet.
No. I mean, well, yeah, but prove it, right? Who'd you sell it to?
Yep.
Where's the gun?
Gun show loophole?
No, it's not a gun show loophole. It is completely legal to make your own gun in most jurisdictions.
Sure.
What you can't do is then turn around and give or sell it to somebody else.
Right. That's what I mean by gun show loophole is, kind of a interpersonal interaction.
Right.
Without state interference.
It's not a gun show loophole because it's completely illegal.
It's the loophole.
But it's
that all the anti-gunners hate is that it is personal property and you're allowed to do whatever you want with your personal property.
Not in this case.
I know. That's the problem.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I agree with Breed. I mean, it's a completely dumb law because, as Tam says, they sell 90% Sten lowers at
Home Depot.
Yes. Yeah. Seriously.
Yes, they do.
All you really need is a barrel and an auto body shop. Yeah. All the tools that are in an auto body shop, and you can make yourself a halfway decent Sten. And I mean halfway decent by Sten standards, because I don't mean to say Stens are halfway decent. But the big thing that bugs me, I mean, I always say is that, in all the Founding Fathers documents, they always talk about not wanting to have standing armies. And that was always something that used to get me to scratch my head, because I grew up with a standing army. There was always, there was always somebody's dad who was in the army, and most of my childhood and my early adult life, we weren't in any sort of firefight war. We had nothing like, Iraq and Afghanistan where people were getting shot up and killed. We had little skirmishes like Panama and Grenada. yeah, and the and Grenada and the and Desert Storm and things like that, where it was pretty much just us deploying a whole bunch of ordnance, kicking the shit out of a bunch of Stone Age people, and you know, everyone got combat pay and everyone went home in one piece, and you know, and it's you know, and so because of that, it's one of those. Well, we've got a standing armory, and no, we're not really at war. You know, you can even, you know, say, you know, were we at war with Panama? No. You know, sort of situation. And I don't really see a problem with it. But, of course, our armies aren't really armies when they're here. Hence the reason why Fort Hood was such a fucking bloodbath.
Right.
But what we do have are these things called SWAT teams, where we have dudes in, you know, in black fatigues and helmets and ballistic armor. And they've got full auto weapons, and they've got all sorts of tactical whiz bangs, and all of that. And it, and they have absolutely no rules of engagement.
Nope.
They will just run in. They will break your shit, and God forbid you have a fucking dog, because that's less paperwork. So they're going to shoot that because they want to kill something.
Yeah, the army has actually stricter rules of engagement than absolutely. The U.S. police officers do.
Absolutely,
because the U.S. cops basically have none.
And then, you know, I got to tie the guy in Maine in as well. Is, I mean,
yeah, the tattoo
there's,
guy.
There's something missing from this story. And there's any number of things that could be there. I don't know what it is. You know, one of the probably the simpler solutions and the less sinister solution is, this dude is in Maine. He's in the Skowhegan region. I forget the fucking name of the town he actually lives in, but it is literally a crossroads. It's got no people in it whatsoever. And this is an area where everybody has guns. And it's Maine, where open carry is 100% legal. And on top of that, back when I was a kid, a dude was open carrying at a festival. And the chief of police actually seized his gun when he refused to disarm himself because he said he's not breaking any laws and he's not doing anything wrong. So the police seized his gun and said, come back tomorrow and pick it up at the police station. The dude came back with a different gun on his hip, picked up his gun, and then served them with papers and ended up kicking the shit out of him in court. And they had to pay a huge amount of money. And so because of that, overall, Maine's very, very friendly to open carriers because if they're not breaking any laws, they know that that's going to hurt their paperwork. There's way too much court precedence for it, and so they don't mess around with it. So, all right, there's your scene. Now, what happened was a tree crew came by this guy's yard. This guy works nights. He had just gotten to sleep, and the tree crew started cutting trees down and making a lot of noise. The guy came out on his porch and said, can we do this another day, guys? The tree crew... The crew agreed and left, at least according to the story that I read. You know, I don't know what the exchange was. There's no specific quotations or paraphrasings or anything like that. Well, when the tree crew got away from his property, they called 911 and said the dude had a gun. So suddenly this small podunk, you know, sheriff's office in a teeny, teeny, tiny county in western Maine sends in a bunch of dudes in ninja gear with full auto rifles and surrounds the guy's house, points guns at the guy's house, and they holler at him with a megaphone to come out with his hands up. The guy comes out, completely complies, and he comes out. He's not wearing a shirt. He's wearing a pair of pants, and there is tattooed on his hip a Beretta 92. So it looks like there's a Beretta 92 always stuck in his pants.
Right.
And now... I would say the simplest solution is on one of his arms, there's also a whole bunch of Nazi shit tattooed. And there's always one of these fucking nuts in every town in Maine. And let's just say the police aren't very, very friendly with him. So this could be one of those little feudy bullshit businesses is the Nazi guy says, fuck you cops, you don't own me. And the cop says, respect my authority.
Yeah, but the call could have come in and the dispatcher goes, oh, yeah, I know that guy. Let's go fuck his shit up.
Yeah, exactly. But either way, it's one of those there's no claims whatsoever. Certainly, I certainly one thing I know for sure is there's no claims that this guy was doing anything illegal. Because
even if he'd had a gun, he wasn't doing anything illegal.
Even if he had a gun, he would not be doing anything illegal. The only way it would be is if he was making threats while opening, carrying a gun. That might kind of sort of start getting you into the gray area of the law. And the police are so embarrassed by this story, which has become a national news story. You think they would have said that. They think they would have said, well, he was saying he was going to kill their family, you know, sort of situation.
They would have said anything if he'd have been the slightest bit confrontational.
Exactly.
Beyond, hey, man, y'all are making too much noise. Can you do this another day?
Yeah. I mean, it's just all the photographs from it and all of that show that this guy was not, you know, was not fucking with people. But they were fucking with him because he had fucking loaded guns pointed at him. And I've got to say is when you look at the guns they've got, that's a lot of money that they've got dumped into some silly guns that they've obviously haven't shot a whole lot.
Yeah, don't know how to hold.
Exactly.
And have covered up with crap.
Yep. Yeah, these are some super crazy Rooney guns that I believe are HK416, so also the most overpriced AR known to man, and probably full auto. And this is all budget justification. This is all, well, you know, we had a man with a gun report, so we had to
send
in the SWAT team. No, you didn't. You had to pick up the fucking phone and call the guy and say, did you threaten the crew? No. Do you have a gun? No. Why would they think you had a gun? I have a tattoo on my hip. Oh, okay.
Or the dispatcher. In a place where it's completely legal to carry a gun.
Yeah.
Was the man had a gun? Oh, was he waving it around and pointing it at people? No. Where was it? It was in his waistband. Okay, thanks. Have a nice day.
Yeah, lighten up, cupcake.
Right.
Yeah. And we have a caller. I think this is the same one.
2 minutes left in the podcast.
I know. Hello, someplace in Maryland.
Yes, this is Brad Jurgen.
Oh, God.
Can I speak to Major Claude Hill, please?
No! He's not on this show.
We're being trolled by Utopian Thunderbolt.
New Jovian Thunderbolt needs to learn time travel so he can go back to the other episode.
Talk to Major Claude Hill.
Claude Hill.
How did you know it was me?
Best prank call ever.
We have ways.
Okay, you have a nice night now.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
T-Bolt, all you have to do is hold still and Brita will show you. Brita will let you talk to Major Claude Hill all you want.
That's right.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't hate you people.
What?
All you people, all our lovely, wonderful listeners, I love you.
Are you drunk?
No. I just don't hate y'all.
Okay.
Especially people that call in and make me laugh.
Yeah.
Or people that are on the that call on the show and he wants to have sex with.
No,
such as T-Bolt.
Oh God,
he's an attractive man.
Oh my!
He's
brain.
Very virile.
My brain. Stop it.
Well, we're about out of time.
Oh, thank
I forgot. Ask T-Bolt what he's wearing.
Nothing.
A toga.
Oh.
What are you wearing? No. Weird. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yes.
I'm wearing my pajamas that are covered in baby vomit.
Awesome.
What are you wearing?
Me?
Yes.
I'm wearing a gray long sleeve t-shirt and pink fleece pajama pants that have reindeer on them.
Awesome.
Nice. Are the reindeer pink?
Well, they have pink noses.
Okay.
Yeah. Alan?
What?
What are you wearing? Make something up.
He has a tattoo of a Beretta.
Make something up.
Yeah, I'm wearing clothes. Yeah,
okay.
Right.
He's wearing a tuxedo.
I'm wearing something.
A denim tuxedo. Denim tuxedo. Definitely go with that.
Okay. I'm wearing a leisure suit.
Oh, no.
Oh, I started watching the have you seen this movie, American Hustle?
No.
About ab scam?
Uh-uh.
Okay. It's very 70s.
Okay.
Yes.
Right up your alley, I guess.
I actually kind of hated it. I got like 30 minutes in. I was like, fuck this shit, and turned it off.
You know, I wanted to know, is anybody watching that show? I think it's through the History Channel. It's called Vikings. Anyone?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it because I don't have TV.
I'm kind of into, you know, the whole historical, dramatic, epic thing. You know, like Game of Thrones and whatnot. And if anybody has watched Vikings and likes it or doesn't like it, please contact me and let me know what you think, because I don't know if I should invest the time or not. So.
That reminds me, our book club book.
Book club.
I'm almost done.
Don't vote.
What?
Don't vote. That's the name of the book.
Oh, right. Yes.
It only encourages the bastards.
Right.
We will be, let's see, today's the 20th. We said the 27th, I think, would be our book club episode, which is.
Oh, my gosh. I have to email PJ O'Rourke.
That's next week.
I'll get right on that.
I'm sure he will be on the show. Right?
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah.
He lives in New Hampshire. He's not too far from me.
Well, just pop on over and invite him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd love to do it.
I'll come over with a press kit and a blue ribbon tied around my wiener.
That will definitely work.
Will it? It might.
I don't see how that wouldn't work. Mm. Or you could get like a restraining order, one or the other.
Yeah. Let's see which is more likely. Mm. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with a book club.
I better read
PJ O'Rourke. He's going to be on. I've talked to him personally, and he says that he would love to be on the show. And he likes the fact that we can say lots of bad words on the show.
If anybody can do a really good PJ O'Rourke impressionation.
Impressionation?
Is that not a word? Impression? Impressionation.
Hilarious.
Impressionation. I'm going with impressionation.
And Breda, when I talked to PJ,
yeah,
he said he was a huge fan of your derriere.
Nice.
Well,
impressionation. We're going with that word.
Oh, and Fred Phillips died.
Yes. Yep. Sayonara.
By the way, I really hope that everyone decides to make awful signs and go to his funeral.
Do you? I'm kind of in this. I'm in the opposite camp.
I'm kind of like, ignore the son of a bitch.
I'm kind of, you know, let just the one guy digging the grave show up.
And nobody else.
And no one else. Because who cares?
Yep. Well, he's got a bunch of family.
Yeah.
Impersonation. Thank you. Impersonation.
No, that's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're cheating. Breda cheats at Scrabble.
Uh-oh.
Impersonate? No? Well,
it's impressionate.
Impressionate.
Oh, man. Shut up.
You know what? Impressionate should be a word.
Impersonation. Thank you, Mergie.
Impressionation should be a word.
Imperpetuation. In perpetuity.
Yeah. All right.
So PJ O'Rourke's going to be on.
Yes. One way or the other.
tell your friends it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Whether you have to, like, kidnap him and make him be on the show, or we need to hire someone to pretend to be him.
Or maybe we could just have T-Bolt call up the entire show and just ask to speak to PJ O'Rourke.
I bet Roadkill could probably do a good impression of.
Okay.
A reasonable facsimile of. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Night.